In the working world, the swing shift occurs between days and nights. In investing, swing trading is what happens in a few days to a couple of weeks.
My time is worth money.
Looking at that time frame isn't the same as long-term investing or day trading. It takes a certain vision to find the fundamentals, technicals, and/or catalysts that can make the stocks and ETFs move.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
This is the swing shift from the traders at RagingBull.com. Experts at analyzing the indicators to find stocks and ETFs worth that you might want to take a swing at.
You want to feel how hard I can punch?
Remember, at RagingBull.com, shift happens.
It does, and if you want to stay ahead of the shifting sands of the market, then you want to check us out when we are talking with my guest, Petra Hess. She is the editor of Petra's Picks, which you can find online at PetraPicks.com. She is, of course, part of the RagingBull.com community, which is on Twitter at Raging Bull. Petra Hess, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Chuck. Always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's always great to have you on this show. And you've got a swing trade for us. So usually we're talking about ETFs with you, but today it's a specific stock. What's caught your eye and why?
On the weekend, I was looking through charts, and I like to take a long view on charts. And so I go to monthly charts and take a look at where has a stock been in the past and where is it today? And I came across Cisco, C-S-C-O, Cisco Systems, and was looking at their monthly chart, and I realized that Cisco, at this point, is testing a resistance area from way back in 2007. So this is the second time this year it's testing that area. We're coming out of a big ascending triangle, which is bullish. If Cisco gets through here, we're starting to get into price levels it hasn't seen since back in 2001. It gives it blue sky, I think, to head back to its previous glory days where its high was $77.63. Now, they do report earnings on November 15th, so I won't be interested in holding them through earnings, but they certainly have my eye going into this week.
They have your eye going into this week. That being the case, and this is a pure swing trade because, as you say, you won't hold through earnings, and we're going to get back to that in a moment. What specifically has to happen for you to play Cisco Systems? Because you're not in the stock right now, correct?
I'm not in the stock right now. I need to see it break out. I need to see it work its way over that 34.59 level. If Cisco works its way over that, I will be a buyer. I will be a buyer of Cisco. But if it falls back down through that level, I would very quickly get back out of the trade if it fails to do this breakout.
So when you say very quickly, you're going to set your stop loss at what?
I'm going to set my stop loss at the bottom of Friday's action at about 34.01. It has to give me a breakout and go and not fall back past Friday's action. Friday had a pretty big volume bar, and that's an important candle on the chart for me. I don't want to close below that candle.
And what's your upside on this stock?
I think, not that it's going to do that before earnings, I think if Cisco breaks out here, that it over a period of time, like a lot of the other stocks from that dot-com era that all of a sudden fell back, I think Cisco could continue up to its previous high, right around $77. They've been busy making acquisitions. Their most recent was last Monday on the 23rd. They acquired cloud-based BroadSoft, BSFT, and they've been very, very active doing acquisitions, trying to grow their revenue because their hardware portion of their business is really stagnant, and they've been working really hard. And seeing what all of the other tech stocks and things have been doing, Cisco looks like it may be Cisco's turn to go.
You talked about not holding through earnings. Explain to my audience why you don't want to hold through earnings.
Earnings are a catalyst event. When you trade stocks, you'll go through this, you'll hold through earnings, and you get the Amazons on Friday that all of a sudden go crazy and they pop up. But experience has taught me for every stock that gives me a 3 to 10% bounce on earnings and gives me a pop up, I will get two or three that go the opposite direction, and it's usually not just 3 to 5%. It's usually 10 or 15%. AAOI, AMD most recently, even AMD, which had great earnings, and we had the stock all of a sudden came and fell from about $14 and on earnings fell all the way down to $13. So I try to not hold through earnings. I would rather get out of my swing trades, watch how they react through earnings, and then look for an entry to get back on if earnings are good and pay up a little bit for the stock and keep riding that trend up. And in Cisco's case, if they have good earnings, that's only more fuel to get it going and back up to that previous high in the $70 range. And I don't say that's going to happen this year. This would be a longer-term trade if you decided to stay in it.
Right. And so that's why you're going to get out at earnings, but you might be looking back because, again, if this could get to the $70 range, that means this stock is looking to double. There's plenty of time for that to happen. You're looking for your good entry point now. It's a short-term trade now, but it might be a buy it back and trade it again going forward.
Well, I think with the long-term chart pattern, earnings on the horizon, Cisco making these acquisitions, I think this is a great candidate to play as a run-up into earnings, one of my favorite strategies. Find a stock, chart looks good, earnings are close. Let's see if we get a run-up into earnings, and I like playing that run-up. So many things with Cisco right now that I like if the trade starts to play out the way to the upside the way I think it will.
I have a feeling my audience will be watching right along with you. It's Cisco Systems Incorporated, CSCO. It's the swing trade that Petra Hess is looking at right now on the swing shift. Petra, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Chuck. Have a great week.
Petra Hess is the editor at Petra's Picks. And if you want more information, it's PetraPicks.com. She is, of course, part of the Raging Bull community, and that is at RagingBull.com. Up next on the Monday, October 30th edition of Money Left, it's the kick-ass single mom. That's Emma Johnson. After that,
danger, danger.
David Trainer will be here. We're going to the danger zone. Oh, yeah, we're living the money life, and we'll be back to it in a moment.